This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today is 305 day. That's a great choice of music, Jimmy, to open the show. If that was your intention, was that your intention?
That was exactly my intention.
Jimmy's on his game. And you know who else was on their game last night, Crowder?
Fatty McFatFat.
The guy won us money. You're going to call him Fatty McFatFat?
That big fellow was dunking on people. Goodness gracious.
I have never handicapped a bet quite as well as I did yesterday on this show. It just kind of came to us during the show. I don't even usually share bets. I share with my super followers on Twitter. And I did tweet last night to the super followers, like, this is tailor-made for a win. Zion Williamson over on Fat Tuesday. But I called my brother. I literally called my brother and I said, because I knew he was going to be at the casino in Chicago, because that seems to be his new office. I'm like, oh, if it's office hours, I'll call him at the casino.
I love these Hawks.
These Hawkmans are something, man. And I told you, my brother, since we were in high school, we used to go to the track. He always had, and he still lives by the same motto today. When I wins, I eats. When I loses, I starves.
He ate last night.
That
big heavy fella was balling.
So I call him last night. I go, listen, Zion Williamson, over 22.5. It's Fat Tuesday. He plays for New Orleans. He's fat. He puts it in. We got it at -105. He's like, mine's at -120. I'm like, bang it. I'm telling you, this one's tailor made. What did he put up last night? Like 37 points? Like he went
37.
He almost went over in the first half.
He was number two on the ESPN Sports Center top 10 for dunking on that dude. Like he went crazy. You did another game, the over 13. I bet that too.
Oh, that lost, I think, right?
No, you know what? The weirdest thing. I think I bet the wrong game.
Oh, really? Because it was 16. I said Miami FIU college baseball was going to go over 13.5, and I think it ended at 7-3.
I bet this is the funniest thing. I bet UF UCF over 13 and ended at 16.
When look at all this wins, green I got we up here. Eat. We eating.
Man, I looked at my total this morning. I was like, ooh, we got action, Jack.
Tell you what, Zion, yeah. Thank you.
You will last
night. Looked like a genius. That was great. Now you've got the
37.
The Heat in action tonight. They're in Cleveland, and Tyler Hero's questionable now, and the Heat have to be giant underdogs tonight, man. That Cleveland team is so good. I was going to ask Zach Gelb. He's going to join us today. Like, and we've talked about it before. Like, is Cleveland the cream of the crop in the East? Their record says so, but
yeah,
aren't they? They're like 50-10 or 50-11, something like that. Like they have a staggeringly good record, and I just don't know if I'm buying it. They're 12-point favorites over the Heat tonight, by the way. 12-point favorites over the Heat, 12. And I think I'll lay that. I think I will lay that.
Yeah, I joked yesterday, like Darius Garland, you know, and Spider and them two big dudes. Like, it's not sexy basketball, but their record says very sexy basketball.
Their record says... Yeah, Donovan Mitchell tonight, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen. So they're all playing.
Yeah, Max that's Struce the thing. Mobley and Allen.
Struce-y like, tonight? Who, a little Struce juice tonight?
Who plays two bigs? This is 2025, Hawk. We're betting on two bigs.
It's working for them. Like, you can't argue it.
That's the thing. I don't think it's a championship team, but they're – I think that's they can the make a run in the East.
That's the question. Are they a championship team? Yeah. When it comes down to it, can that team, as good as they are in the regular season, beat Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown in a seven-game series?
My answer would be no.
Yeah.
Because I'm not picking Mobley and Garland over Brown Tatum. And the big giraffe white boy. What's
that's your guy, man? Porzingis.
I love Pierre. I'm not taking Evan Mobley over Porzingis. That's
have
crazy.
You seen, by the way, Jimmy Butler went over last night. I was thinking about betting him. Have you seen Golden State is 9-1 since acquiring Jimmy Butler?
Yeah. Cause he doesn't have to do anything if he doesn't want to.
But he's playing perfectly. Aside from the one game that I bet we both bet the over, he's been perfect for them. You see the Lakers too. This Bears watching because LeBron he went over 50,000 points yesterday. But this Bears watching, the Lakers have won 7 in a row. They're playing really good basketball now. They've added Luka obviously, which makes them even more dominant. But that team Bears watching. Man, Dallas, a complete disaster because the injuries. I was reading something that AD may just get shut down for the entire season. I read something that AD may have played his last game as a Dallas Maverick, that they'd be better off moving on from him and starting to accumulate than going into next season with Kyrie won't be back at the beginning of the season, right? Torn ACL?
What, 6 months?
I mean...
So... No, he'd be back. Yeah, no. November?
I mean, it would December? Be close, and then it depends how quickly he wants to come back, and I don't know.
So so you what? Go from Luka and Kyrie to AD to nobody with a name.
You go from the NBA Finals to an also-ran in the matter of a week. Like, just truly one of the worst trades of all time. If, again, crazier things have happened, but it's wild to me.
This Nico has to be on the hot seat. I don't know a hotter seat that you can sit on. Goodness gracious.
Breaking news on ESPN. Raiders are signing Max Crosby to a 3-year, $106.5 million extension, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. Max Crosby, 3 years, $106 million extension.
Max can play, but he's not. Ugh, is Max that?
He's
Max
that.
Can play. He's not Miles bad. Garrett. Hawk, changes, he's not Miles Garrett.
Okay, I'll give you that. But he changes it. Your entire offense has to be concerned about him every single play that he's out there.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm with you. But Miles wants to move. How about what if you could bring Miles in? I don't know if there was even up for it. But.
So Zach Galba's going to join us. Mike Cuno is going to join us today. I want to ask him what we were talking about yesterday, which is the Dolphins, they don't have the money to keep or sign players that they might be interested in, who they might be interested in, like Javon Howell. Where is the money misspent? And I want to ask Mike Cuno, because you and I started to talk about that yesterday, but I'm curious what Cuno says. Where is the money that you need, and it's not there? Where was it misspent? Was it the receivers? Was it a lot of people texted in yesterday, Jalen Ramsey. Gave him too much money, Jalen Ramsey. I don't agree with that because, I mean, he's
locked down
like,
corner.
Yeah, yeah. So,
Huck, you nice can't pay it. A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith don't make $60 million a year. You hit it on the head of your first answer. We overpaid our 1 and 2 receiver. That's my opinion. I honestly feel that way. You can't pay two guys $30 million a year on the outside and pay your quarterback 30. Plus, that's $100 million with three dudes. How much money do we have?
Well, we'll ask Mike Cuno that. We have another pair of tickets for Dierks Bentley. He's bringing the Broken Branches Tour to, I think, Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach in June. We're giving away a pair of tickets every day this week. And today you'll have another chance. It's a Live Nation show. Just keep listening. Let's get headlines here for the 2 o'clock hour with Dan Day, who's subbing in for Solana once again. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Tonight, Heat, Cavaliers, 7 o'clock from Cleveland, Kalel Ware, Andrew Wiggins, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Nikola Jovic didn't even make the trip. The Cavs, Evan Mobley, going to sit for them. He's resting.
And I did see, I mentioned it earlier, Tyler Hero, I think it said head cold, is questionable. Where did I find it? Yeah, Tyler Hero, this is from Ira. Tyler Hero, head cold, questionable for Heat tonight in Cleveland. Hero not at shoot-around this morning.
Man, he better take some Tylenol PM and take a nap. Head cold. how are we going to score points? Head cold?
I mean, didn't who for the Panthers played with a broken sternum?
That was Matthew Tkachuk.
Was it Tkachuk? Yeah.
Yeah.
And how must he react when he looks at an injury report that says head cold?
Exactly what I did. Head cold. Man, I have children's syrup out there that gets rid of head colds. Jazz went to school today with a head cold. Come on, man. Take some Zyrtec and get going.
Like, Tyler's gotta see that on Twitter or see the injury report and go, Coach, what? I told you I had a head cold. You didn't have to put that on the injury report. Like, couldn't you have put, you know, I don't know, undisclosed illness? Like, I told you head cold.
I need sinus infection. I need something deeper than head cold.
Daniel Cuvée's sixth inning grand slam helped lift the Canes past FIU 7-3 at Lone Depot Park last night. Tonight, it's a special 305 themed game at Mark Light against Villanova. First pitch is at 6.
How about that? A little retribution for FIU. Miami handles them at Lone Depot Park this time. Never again can an FIU Panther talk about the football team beating the Canes football team, because now the Canes baseball team, much more important sport in college athletics, let's be honest. Canes baseball team has defeated the FIU baseball team at said park. And so those days, that memory is over.
Might have put that memo out to the Solanas.
Canes basketball team fell to Georgia Tech 89-74. Their final game of the season is Saturday at noon against NC State. And good news on the women's side, Haley Cavender was named second team All-ACC.
That men's season, again, you can hear it in Joe Zagacki's voice, but that men's season is honestly something that the worst athletic programs in college don't go through what the Canes went through this season. That, I mean, the lack of effort, the lack of defense, the lack of caring, if you listen to Joe, is just staggering.
When's old boy getting here? The new guy.
I've heard next week. So the Canes season will end Saturday. I've heard maybe Monday next week.
Jay Lucas. This is one of those forget about it seasons. Ooh. Which you don't. To your point, Huck, you don't have too many forget about it seasons in top conferences, but you don't even want to talk about this season.
Miami in conference play, 2-17.
they were like 24-point dogs, and we were arguing. They lost by 40. Like, it was some sad stuff.
That's crazy. Overall, this season, Canes are 6-24.
There they go again. They just let them walk down the lane. it was entertaining to me to listen to Joe talk about the games. I'm not going to lie. They just don't want to get in front of anybody. There they go again. They're just right there at the rim. Yeah.
Reports are that Sandy Alcantara will have an innings restriction going into the 2025 season following, of course, his recovery from Tommy John surgery.
How about when he gets to his new team? Will they honor the innings limit, or will they play him however they feel like?
Game one's about to be something. Paul Skeen is on the front of the show, 2025. Yep. I just saw something this morning about it on ESPN. Yeah,
Skeen's Alcantara. If there's one game you're going to go see for the Marlins this year, opening day, Skeen's Alcantara, Dan Marino's throwing out the first pitch, Flo Rida and someone else doing a post-game concert.
Luis Fonsi.
Yes.
Yeah, Luis Fonsi. I mean, that's the game.
And you're still in it. You're still alive.
Do we call in that day, or do we just announce it?
We just announce it. Okay. If you want to listen to us, be in row 7 at Lone Depot Park, because that's where we'll be doing our show.
Hopefully they got an ISDN, because I'm going to go to that game.
The NHL trade deadline is 3 p.m. Friday. Of course, in the meantime, the Panthers, they host the Columbus Blue Jackets tomorrow at 7.
Panthers acquired a goaltender today. They traded for a goaltender. They traded for Vitek Vanek from San Jose in exchange for Patrick Giles, who I believe was playing with their AHL affiliate. But they did get, so it'll be Chris Drieger in goal, and now your third goalie apparently will be Vitek Vanacek. I need a pal here.
I tried to Google him. I have no idea.
Good luck.
How'd
that
go?
Would you get a vitamin? You got something with vitamins?
You're laughing. He's the technology company that monitors batteries.
What type of
Vitek Vanacek?
I'll do some more research later.
If I need help with my batteries, I'll give him a holler. On the weather from the Nemesma and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Continues to be overcast with a chance of rain and temperatures in the low to mid 70s here in South Florida.
By the way, did you see DK Metcalf requested a trade today from the Seahawks?
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. Him. It's funny we brought up Myles Garrett. Like, these dudes trying to take control of their better years.
I want to win. Yeah. Yeah. Their remaining years. Like, I want to win.
Yeah. It's very NBA-ish. It's leaning towards NBA stuff where guys, like, it was Jimmy. man, I'm not going to win here. I can't be that guy. Myles Garrett is a Hall of Famer wasting away in Cleveland.
Yep.
Why not ask for a trade? It's just the power struggle swinging right now in the NFL, and it's very reminding of how NBA players approach it.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Please, please.
Hawk and Crowder.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach Gelb is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You can hear Zach Gelb nationally on the Infinity Radio Network. He enjoyed a wonderful week in Boca Raton last week. He is now back in New York City at the WFAN studios, and he's joining us now. Hello, Gelby.
Hawk, I had a wonderful time with you, and I will just say that I think you are the glue to this radio program. And you have Channing, whose feet are busted. Solana, who the heck knows what's going on with him? You know, even though you're the eldest statesman on the radio program, I think you're holding up the best.
It's unbelievable. I'm 55 years old. Crowder's 40. Solana's 30. Those guys are in and out of hospitals, doctor's appointments,
crazy,
emergency rooms, minute clinics. And in the meantime,
I'm gallivanting around Maggie McFly's in Boca with you and Josh Appel. We're having the time of our lives.
Yeah, and Len Weiner, if you're listening, I enjoyed my time in Florida. So if we want to just basically dump Crowder or Solana, you know, hit my agent. I could be interested.
I need a healthier radio crew, to be quite honest. Jimmy and I can only keep this going for so long. We need a healthier radio crew between
who would
and
ever
Solana.
Think Gelb and Hawk would be in better shape than Crowder and Solana.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
You see what he did, Hawk? I didn't. I put Hawk and Crowder. I put you first. Gelb said Gelb and Hawk. First. He already taken off.
Oh, I'm not an ego guy like Channing. We could go Hawk, Jimmy, and Gelb. That'd be fine by me. I just know how many zeros are going to be in the contract. I'd be good.
Did notice that. He did immediately go Gelb and Hawk.
I'm pissed at Channing, by the way.
Why is that?
Very pissed at Channing. Why? Has one of my one of my close friends, Deion Dawkins, on the pivot. Deion's first class at Temple University was actually a Jewish studies class, and I was seated right next to him. We became lifelong friends. He said he had a wonderful time, but I watched the entire hour and 5 minute interview last night, and I'm like, oh, my guy Channing Crowder talking to my guy Deion Dawkins. I thought little poor old me would get a plug, but nothing from Channing. Stabbed me right in the back. Blew us off for dinner when I was in Florida, and then didn't even mention me on the pivot. That's two strikes. Next one, Crowder, you're out.
Gelb, I did not know you and Deion's connection. If I did, I would have brought you up. Yeah. I would. Deion is he's a different human being now.
Same dude he was in college. But I'll tell you, Crowder, those feet aren't going to be the only thing you have to worry about. I'll take out your kneecaps next if you don't bring me up on the pivot sooner rather than later. You understand, capiche?
Gelb, I've been to primary doctors. I've been to podiatrists now. I've been to so many doctors. It's ridiculous about these feet.
So I was listening to you guys talk about the soccer player that nobody cares about, that you almost made Solana cry. And then I heard that Crowder was in a wheelchair. I thought it was a bit. I didn't think you were actually like injured and you needed the wheelchair. So you know what?
He jumped up.
Heal well, okay?
He jumped up in the air. No pun. He jumped up in the air. To do like his daughter's a cheerleader or his niece, mm-hmm. and was trying to touch his toe to his palms, you know, straight out. But then he had to land.
Completed.
And he landed with the intensity of an overweight 40-year-old unathletic man whose prime passed about 15 years ago. And as he landed, he broke both of his feet.
You know, you look at Crowder's radio career. And all the people he worked with, Sid Rosenberg, Mark Eisenberg, Mark Hochman,
Adam Cooperstein.
You go through the list, Crowder, you're not aging well, my friend. And we would not have carried our money on some of those bets in the death pool that we had. You know, all those other guys would have been on there first.
Man, I've learned this time, Gelb. I learned this time. I was about
get a
2 pedicure. Months
ago, come on, what are you doing? You're bougie. Gelb, get
about
a pedicure.
About 2 months ago, I was doing backflips at the trampoline park, and my knees swole up where I couldn't walk. And then now I just didn't listen to God. And now God had to come down and shake me and tell me, you're 40. Slow down, big man. So I've learned this time.
So what you're telling me, if Shaq and Coach Prime had a baby, their offspring would be your foot right now. Is what you're telling me.
That's what I was going to say. I go, you tell him to get a pedicure. Have you seen this guy's raggedy ass feet?
No, I haven't.
He would close that place down.
I went in for a pedicure about 4 months ago, and the lady that was doing the pedicure was like, big feet, and like they were all talking about my feet, and I felt so insecure. I go, I get it. I'm a size 15 foot. They're well-mannered, though. They're well-kept.
This morning, so the podiatrist's name was Igor Zimmerman. Y'all can guess what he looks like. When he walked,
I felt so bad. Is that the backup goalie for the Panthers?
Igor Zimmerman. I take my shoes off. He steps back a little bit, puts on gloves. I'm like, this is my bad, big dog. I said that. I actually told the podiatrist. I said, my bad, big dog. He was like, we'll figure this out, big man.
You know what, Hawk? It's actually good that he didn't come out to dinner. He would have stunk up the entire
He's got nasty feet. He's got nasty feet, nasty habits. He can barely walk. I got to wheel him around. It's just a mess at this point.
I wash 3 times a week when I could walk. I'm washing once a week now. I can't even walk in the shower.
Let me move on. You're disgusting all of us. Did you? I said this to Crowder. Have you noticed? I don't know how much basketball you're watching in the West.
Have you noticed that the Golden State Warriors are 9-1 since acquiring Jimmy Butler?
Not only have I noticed it, I was right behind the Knicks bench last night seeing the Warriors go up against the New York Knicks. And I'll tell you, it's weird. The Knicks did not play a good game. They don't play well up against really good teams, and that's going to be their ultimate demise. But the defense for the Knicks last night was horrible. The Knicks had a 10-point lead at halftime. And the second half, if you eventually keep on letting that casket kind of remain open, eventually Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry were going to slam the door shut, and then they ran away with it. Like, I didn't walk away from that game last night saying the Warriors are great. But if you look out west, the Lakers had a resurgence. The Warriors have had a resurgence. I'm all in to see one of those two teams, if not both of them, go on a deep run come this summer.
Are they the dogs? Because OKC still have the best record. And on both sides, too, Hawk, we were talking about earlier with the Cavs. The Cavs record is stupid. I don't believe in Darius Garland. I don't believe in Evan Mobley. And should I start swinging with these teams that have great records that are the new up and upcomers? Because in the West, it's Boston, Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it not the norm this year? Because OKC has the best record. And Cleveland is killing the East.
So I was talking about this with Jared Greenberg the other day, and I said, in the East, do you trust the Celtics the most? And he said, still, yes, he trusts the Celtics the most. I said, how about after that? And he said that it would be the Cavs over the Bucks. So I kind of agree with Jared right there. I still think the Celtics get to the finals out of the East, but the West is fascinating because the Thunder are clearly the best team, right? And there shouldn't be a yeah, but since they haven't done it before when it matters, there is a yeah, but there. And Memphis is a nice story with Ja Morant's resurgence and his return from the injury and also the off-the-court stuff that was going down. But as long as you have LeBron and you got Steph lurking, there's always that fear factor that one of those teams could get hot, and they have in the second half so far, and they go on a deep run.
I'm with you on the Lakers. I had mentioned it earlier. Like, I'm fascinated. They've won seven in a row. You've got Luka now. LeBron is doing stuff at his age that no man should be doing. Crowder's about his age, right? And you've got two broken feet.
Yes.
And LeBron's still putting up points. But do you find yourself rooting for the Lakers? I would love to see them make a deep run. I don't know why I take some pleasure in what's going on in Dallas, just because I think it was a stupid trade, I guess. But I would love to see the Lakers make a deep run with LeBron and Luka, kind of a beginning for one and an end for the other.
I hate to say it because I think J.J. Redick is such a pretentious douche, and that's my nice way of saying it. He's a prick.
I like him.
But, yeah, I love Luka, and I like the story of LeBron. I'm rooting for the Lakers to go on a long run. I'll tell you, though, I thought of you guys last night, not just because there was a lot of bad feet running around the court in Madison Square Garden, but when I see Jimmy Butler basically calm Draymond Green down, the dynamics between the two – Jimmy Butler, right, Mr. Miserable in Miami because he wasn't getting the money from Pat Riley. He looks like a fat kid in a candy store right now. And just see the interactions between Draymond and Jimmy last night was actually fun to see. And I almost wanted to scream out, are you happy now, Jimmy? You happy now?
But he is happy now. He found his joy.
Gail, are you a heckler, Gail? You seem like you'll be a heckler.
Yeah.
It depends. Last night I was very respectful. I felt like I could call a play last night. They weren't my seats, obviously. But I have heckled. Kelvin Sampson I once heckled pretty good. It was a Temple Houston game, and he got a technical foul, and he was like dropping to the floor. I go, stand up, coach, stand up and get out. I go, give him a tee, give him another, eject him. I could get very loud. Very loud. Well, last night I was respectful. I like both teams.
Perfect.
And Gil, speaking about the other side of the
Hey, Crowder, you better mention me on the pivot or I'm coming to kick your ass, Crowder. You won't have any feet. You'll have nowhere to walk ever again.
Get up on your raggedy ass broken feet, Crowder.
Right
now,
Gil,
you might
take me.
Wait until you see me.
You might take me right now, Gail, but I'm not going to lie. I'm an honest dude.
How the mighty have fallen.
Really. It's kind of sad.
Man, being in a wheelchair really humbles you, Gail. I'm not going to lie. People push me around Lowe's. I slap people's wrists because they want to push me. Don't push my wheelchair. Leave me alone. I'm handicapable. That's my new thing. I yell I'm handicapable.
But I'll tell you, I think it's a good appetizer of what 70 is going to look like for you, Crowder. I think you'll be a 70. Fun, enjoyable old man.
70? This is at 40. You know what 70 is going to look like?
I'm being nice.
Yeah.
70, we're going to visit him in a drawer and a mausoleum.
I was just going to say.
What's this urn that you got 70, on your shelf? Oh, that's Grandpa Crowder. That's Pops.
Yeah, on the other side of the Luka thing, Hawk and I were talking about it. What does Dallas do? Kyrie tears his ACL. Don't they just shut down AD? Don't they just throw the season up? Like, what's the point of bringing AD back to play 10 games?
You know, I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy, but this idea of them maybe moving, I think it's got legs. Because I'm not blaming, right, the trade on the Kyrie injury, but you just have the worst storm possible. If you have ever designed a playbook to just create apathy amongst the fan base, who just in June was in the freaking NBA finals, I've never, like, we've seen collapses in season. We've seen teams be the talk of the league 1 year and then just get a bunch of injuries. But to just see the basically self-sabotage that Nico Harrison and career suicide that he's done to himself as an NBA general manager, it's almost like they want to move this team out of Dallas, which still doesn't make any sense to me.
It is almost impossible
I hate
to
them.
Ruin a franchise that quickly when the player, because the Marlins did it. The Marlins did it in 97, but they had no money, right? So they win the World Series, and then they've got to have a fire sale. Do it kind of again in 2003. Luka didn't want to go anywhere. They had money.
And that's one guy that maybe Crowder's in better shape than. You know, Crowder could be in better shape than Luka, according to Nico Harrison.
Absolutely mind-boggling.
If it was Knicks and Mavericks last night, and I was behind the bench, I am pretty confident I would have got kicked out of the building because I would have just been heckling the Mavericks and Nico Harrison. And you know what the sad part is?
Yourself.
The fans of the Mavericks would support me. Like, I would go limp as they were carrying me out. I'd make them drag me out. And I think I would get a standing ovation from Mavericks fans.
I would go limp.
Gelb, do you think
imagine having
any...
to carry my fat ass out of that building? That's
you're
not
you're in New
security.
York. You're in New York. Is there anything? I keep reading this more and more that Aaron Rodgers may end up on the New York Giants.
You know what? It's funny. It's almost like you can read my mind. Today's the first day that I've actually have thought that Aaron Rodgers is going to the Giants.
I'm with you. Yesterday was the first day where I'm like, this is starting to make too much sense. And
now,
and there's, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And it keeps getting talked about.
So the new league year and, right, the legal tampering, and all that stuff, it starts next week. What I think is the big thing to watch here is the Giants, I think they should move up to one and go get Cam Ward. And if it's only going to cost you, you know, I read one report from Connor Hughes, who covers the Giants, that he thinks they could get it done for a swap 1-3 in this year's draft, the first round picks, and then two additional thirds. And he said, at most, maybe a 2 and a 3. If that's the case, that it's a swap of ones and then just a second or a third, and that gets the deal done, I would get that done now, because if you bring in Aaron Rodgers and then you pull off that deal, it could get a little hairy. That's why I almost wonder if when free agency starts, and you got to still figure out the whole Jet situation with Rodgers and all that. I know they're getting rid of him. But if they go and make a move for Russell Wilson, I think that keeps them in play to go maybe make a move up to one and draft a quarterback, or even if there's one available at 3. But if you're bringing in Rodgers, I kind of think then they're going to not trade up to one and then use that pick number 3 on an Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter.
That was kind of my thought, because it's on my ass, Hawk. I don't see Aaron as a get under my wing, let me teach you the ropes guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want, if I was the Giants, I would not want Aaron Rodgers in the building with a Cam Ward or a Shedeur Sanders. Do you think Aaron would be a good mentor?
Well, it's funny because I think Aaron is sensitive to the whole Brett Favre thing. And I know he didn't make everything easy on Jordan Love, but Jordan Love talks glowingly of Aaron Rodgers, and I guess they had somewhat of a positive relationship. So I would, you know, based off what I'd said, I would think if you're looking for a mentor, Russ would be better than Rodgers, and I think Russ would be easier to work with. Rodgers kind of that wild card. But I do think if they bring in Rodgers, then that at least signals to me that they're not going to take a quarterback or try to move up in the draft, would be my guess.
Zach Gelb, I just wonder, I said this to Crowder yesterday, you know, if you're Tennessee, if you think Cam Ward is going to be a generational quarterback, even if you're, you know, getting another draft pick, you're still drafting high because you're going to get the three or whatever, and you're getting another additional draft pick. Man, you don't want to be the team that passed up on someone who could be so good.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. You look at that return. When I heard that that was the report from Connor Hughes, that right now he thinks a 1 and 2 threes could get it done, and the one's just a swap, a 1 to 3. Like, if I'm Tennessee, all right, even if you just – I usually say you have to love a quarterback to take him in the first round. If you just like Cam Ward for that return and you basically having nothing at quarterback, I would – if I'm running – if I'm Mike Borgonzi, which is a great name, by the way, I would just take Cam Ward with the number one overall pick. That's what I would do.
I almost think it's one of those no-brainers where, like, you're not pissing off your fan base taking Cam Ward, I don't think. And I think you have the possibility of passing on someone who's that great.
Yeah, and if you were getting like, hey, the Chicago Bears and Panthers return package that the Bears got, different story. But it doesn't seem as if that return's going to be that lucrative.
And it's swung in my mind so much more. Like, to your point, Abdul Carter, I think he's going to be a monster. Defensive player of the year.
I think he's the best player in the draft.
He can play. Travis Hunter. I think Travis Hunter's going to be successful. I really do believe he's an all-pro corner. I don't think he's an all-pro receiver. Neither one of those two guys are turning around the Giants. Like, you have to have a quarterback now. There's no more Brad Johnsons. There's no more Trent Dilfers. Those years are done. You got to go find a quarterback to turn your franchise around.
So I agree with you, but you got to remember who's running the Giants. It's Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. Both are on the hot seat. And last year, they didn't go make a move really in free agency to go get a quarterback to replace Daniel Jones. Then they didn't get who they wanted in the draft in either Jaden Daniels or Drake May, and they were left with going back to Daniel Jones. So this year, you almost have to just sign someone to sign someone in case if you – maybe the quarterbacks go 1-2 or you can't trade up to one, and let's say you don't like Shador, like something like that. You can't leave yourself in a situation with your job in the hot seat where you just pass on free agency and then put all your eggs in the basket of the draft and it blows up in your face.
Zach Gelb from the WFAN studios in New York City. See you, Gelby. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. Be well and rest up there, Crowder, all right? I'm worried about you.
There you go. Zach Gelb.
He's mad at me. I don't want him to be mad at me.
Yeah, well, there's nothing you can do about it anyway. You're just kind of sedentary. That's Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Doncic. Doncic.
Hawk and Crowder.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.